Welcome to our seventh SPG podcast of the academic year. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassilly here. I hope you're keeping well. I'm here really looking forward to lesson 5 and 6 to have afternoon tea with 6 girls from year 7 and another 6 from year 9. Well done to Aliana in 7S, to Tiara Lily in 7U, to Natalia in 7T, to Abigail in 7T, to Alice in 7T, and to Tiffany in 7S. They were all nominated by Mrs. Kinsella for their excellent progress in Year 7 so far. Well done. And congratulations to Remy in 9T, to Tracy in 9U, to Grace in 9L, to Maria in 9A, to Mia in 9S, and to Neve in 9T. They were nominated by Miss O'Sullivan for their excellent progress in Year 9. What a great way to end the half term. And so on to pupil success. Huge congratulations to Yagoda in 8S on coming second in the European Fencing Championships, which were held in Georgia. To be competing at this European standard against fencers 2 years older than her is fantastic, and to come second is just phenomenal. So proud of her for her sporting success and also for being such a gracious and exemplary SPG. Well done also to a wonderful Year 10, Elise in 10A, who was at the beautiful Blenheim Palace for the Delancey UK Schools Chess Challenge Terra Finals last weekend. A huge achievement in itself to get there, and even greater as Elise won the Top Girl Chess Player Prize for her age group of under 14. So proud of her and of her excellent success in chess, and also for her fine leadership of chess in school. We are all learning from a master. Congratulations and very well done to Elise. Congratulations also to Jessie in 7T, who won all of her swimming races, including 50 metres butterfly, 50 metres backstroke, 50 metres breaststroke, 50 metres freestyle, and 100 metre individual medley. So all of the strokes, taking first place in every single one in the regional swimming finals in Halesowen. Not only that, but Jessie also took part in a regional dance competition where her dance team, CMG Dance, won a first in lyrical dance and a third in jazz dance. I am sure we are going to see her in Strictly very, very soon. Congratulations to Zimran in 12A, who was the winner of the weekend quiz on Africa. She showed brilliant time management and a superb understanding of human geography. The Year 7 half-term prize for the pupils who have settled in really well whilst also supporting other girls in the form has been nominated by form tutors. They all complained because they were only allowed to nominate 2, and there were so many girls who could have received this prize. Well done to Olivia and Lucia, who have been nominated by Mr. Thomas for 7S. Well done to Chelsea and Chibundo, who have been nominated by Mrs. Driscoll for 7T. Well done to Kate and Abigail, nominated by Miss Brown for 7P. Well done to Nuala and Alicia, nominated by Miss Rode for 7A. Congratulations to Savannah and Christabel, nominated by Miss Tibbetts Forrest and Miss Payne for 7U. And well done to Adriana and Jamila, nominated by Miss Fields for 7L. On Wednesday, Mrs. Slizik nominated 6 girls for the St. Pope John Paul II Award, a very prestigious prize. And well done to Julia in 8P, to Katie in 8P, to Mary in 8P, to Yagoda in 8S, to Kei in 9T, and to Hazanet in 10T. Congratulations and very well done. And we're also thrilled that Year 13 have started receiving their UCAS offers this week. And having sent off their UCAS applications on Tuesday, they were receiving offers yesterday for universities such as York, Manchester and Aberystwyth. We're thrilled and we're very glad that the universities are seeing how gifted they are, as we already know. And so on to school events. On Tuesday and Wednesday, our Year 11 geographers did their geography field trip on urban regeneration in Longbridge. They were truly exemplary and worked so hard on their data collection and now are writing up their NEA or coursework. We're really proud of them and very thankful that the rain stayed off. Thank you very much to the geography teachers for organising this and for all of their hard work. On Tuesday, the 21st of October, we had the privilege of hosting and organising a football tournament for 8 local primary schools. We were proud beyond measure of our sports coaches who refereed, mentored, and organised all the matches. The primary school children were in total awe of our girls, and many of the primary teachers thought our girls were staff, as they were so mature, accomplished and confident. So well done to Sarah in 10L, Maisie in 10U, Neve in 9A, Lara in 9L, Amelia in 10U, Olivia in 9A, Ellen in 10P, Tilly in 10P, Harriet in 9U, Betty in 9U, and Annalisa in 9U. Thank you very much, girls, for all of your hard work and also for inspiring the future generations of football players. Yesterday, we had an assembly with the whole school about raising awareness of domestic violence. Year 10 had an excellent theatre presentation and workshop and were so mature and engaged on this really important and significant topic. Yesterday, I was also delighted to bring the head girl team to Sally Park Convent. They had the opportunity to meet the inspirational Sister Trace, to have a tour around the convent, and also to visit the grave of Mother Genevieve. May she sustain and inspire them in their outstanding leadership. I couldn't be more proud of Samuela, Anna, Amaris, Despina, Eldora and Emily, our magnificent head girl team, and I can honestly say that the sisters were so impressed and inspired by them. Last night we had a really splendid Year 7 family mass. The standard of singing was so beautiful, and I can honestly say our school hymn, St. Paul, Great Teacher, is in safe hands, as it was sung by Year 7 with such pride and great gusto. Congratulations to our readers who read with such clarity and conviction. Well done to Jamelia in 7L, Estella in 7L, Lucy in 7A, Elise in 7P, Michaela in 7T, Jessica in 7T, Chibundo in 7T, to Lucy in 7A, and to Rosie in 7A. Well done to our altar servers for their fine spiritual leadership and faith witness. Well done to Nicole in 7U and to Amelia in 7P. And thank you to the girls who were so dignified in bringing up the gifts in the offertory procession. Well done to Isabel in 7T, to Aria in 7T, to Neve in 7T, to Neela in 7A, to Kaya in 7A, to Elena in 7P, and to Immaculate in 7P. It was a wonderful occasion, and we were absolutely thrilled to see so many family members present to pray with and for our girls and to be there to support them as they begin their SPG journey. As you know, Year 8 had a fantastic trip to Spain last week. They were exemplary in all the activities and got so much out of the visit, which they are going to share with us now.
I was one of the lucky people that had the opportunity to attend the trip to El Puerto de Santa María in Cádiz. I am so grateful for our amazing head of MFL curriculum, Mrs. Short, and all the families that chose to support our education and pay for this trip, and the dedicated teachers and staff that made the trip happen in school and in Spain. I'm here sharing just a portion of the many activities that we had the chance to participate in. We met our very bubbly chaperone, Pedro, or as some people called him, Peter, who took us around a tour of the place, the cocina, kitchen, dormes, dorms, and terraza, terrace. The next day was just as eventful. We had our first Spanish lesson with such a sweet teacher called Andrea. She really tested how much Spanish we could understand. Then we got ready to go on a tour of El Puerto, which was a massive church and looked like a palace, and way more other cool places. We stopped at a buzzing market to get paella ingredients for the next day. And then we ended our day trip with a tour of a castle, which we then had free rein to take pictures and walk around. Then we went to a row of shops to do a scavenger hunt or buy snacks and souvenirs. We finished the day at Spark, where we ate dinner and had karaoke, and everyone got involved in singing, dancing and cheering. The next day, I started to lose count of how many things we did. That doubled when we got dressed and walked into the town to eat churros for breakfast. We headed back to Spark to do a rotation of activities consisting of flamenco dancing, paella cooking, and Spanish lessons. We very quickly ate all of the paella and then had siesta, which is a Spanish tradition to sleep or rest for 20 to 30 minutes. We then went to the beach, where I made my first epic sand kingdom island, where others tried to catch fish. We headed out for tapas, small dishes, for dinner. I only liked one. Next Thursday, we had the most exciting day yet. First, we had Spanish lessons, then got ready to walk to the ferry, and it was such a peaceful journey. We arrived in Cádiz. We walked through the towns until we got the Yacimiento, which is an old theatre where Julius Caesar and other famous people from that era watched shows. Then to the Torre Tavira, where we got a 360 view of Cádiz, which was a super fun experience. We had loads of fun shopping and getting souvenirs and food. Heading back to the ferry made me think about how lucky I was. We packed, had dinner, showered, and as a parting gift for staying at Spark, we had a full video of memories, mugs, and our craziness. We each got certificates and other special rewards. And then, as a big finale, we found out who won the colour competition. And of course, verde, or green, won and got sweets. And that was our time at El Puerto de Santa María, and I hope you can imagine half of the fun that we had.
Muchas gracias, Amelia. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And also thank you to Miss Short, Miss Esposito, Miss Piggott, and Mrs. Rigg for accompanying the girls on this excellent visit. And on to forthcoming events. Each form has been asked to write on the remembrance sheets the names of the faithfully departed, so we can remember in Mass all of our family or loved ones who have died throughout the month of November, both in our Mass on the 3rd of November for Holy Souls and each Thursday morning in our Masses. If you would like to add another name to that list, please ask your daughter and she will let her form tutor know. Cadets are asked to attend Mass on Sunday, the 9th of October at 10:30 a.m. at the Oratory Church. The NCOs will have the great privilege of presenting a poppy wreath at the Holy Souls altar at the end of Mass. This is always a very poignant occasion in which the Oratory Parish are so delighted to see the dignified and respectful contribution of our cadets. In the meantime, we have the joys of half term. We're all ready for a rest after a very hard-working and successful half term. Mrs. Liddell, our excellent family liaison officer, is now going to give an update of support available to families over the holidays, and this will also be emailed to you.
Hello, I hope everyone is well and looking forward to the half-term break after a long 8 weeks. My name is Mrs. Liddell and I'm the family liaison at St. Paul's, and I can help if you have any questions or queries about what support is available either in school or outside of school for your child and your family. Over the half-term, Birmingham are running their Bring It On Brum project again, which provides activities and food for families in receipt of free school meals. The clubs do book up quite quickly and booking is now open for half term next week. If you're interested, contact the school and we will provide a booking code, or you can visit bringitonbrum.co.uk for more information. Food banks will be open as usual across half term. To find details of your local food bank, please visit the Trust or Trust website and they will provide you with all of the details. Alternatively, if you contact me at school, I will support you to access an emergency food parcel. In school, we are working with a new service to support your daughter's emotional well-being. They are called Compass. Please check out their website for details, or you can visit compass-uk.org for self-help support and referral forms. Alternatively, we can refer your daughter for support in school. Also, look out for information sessions that we're running at school that are being held by Compass. Please do get in touch. We always will try our best to support your daughter. We are always here to listen and offer support. Alternatively, you can contact PAWS, who operate a mental health helpline service. They do have a drop-in hub in Digbeth, but unfortunately it is closed next week, Monday to Friday. But you can still access their helpline on 0300 300 0099. Coming up in November, they are running art workshops on Saturday mornings. The 1st of November for Year 7 and 8, they are running a Create Your Own Emotions Wheel, and on Saturday the 29th of November, a Relaxation Rock Art Workshop for Years 8 and 9. The workshops run from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. and are held at their hub in Digbeth. The workshops are completely free and you can book online via the PAWS website. We will pop all of the links on our website for you to access. We want everyone to have a safe and happy half term. If you have any concerns or are worried about the safety of your child or a child in your community, please contact Birmingham Children's Trust on 0121 303 1888 to report any concerns or ask for support. If you are local to Sandwell, then the number for Sandwell Children's Trust is 0121 569 3100. Looking forward to the next half term. The weather is turning colder and Christmas will be approaching, so we understand how this can be a financial stress for families. Please remember, we are always here if you need support. We have a huge amount of uniform in school that we can recycle, so please get in touch if you need anything for the next half term. If you require help with bus passes, please email your daughter's head of year and they will send you a link to apply online to Birmingham City Council. We cannot guarantee all applications will be successful, but it may be worth having a look to see if you qualify. My email address will be available on the website, or please do call into school and leave me a message if you have any queries about this support or any other support that we've talked about today. Birmingham City Council are still running their Household Support Fund, and low-income families may be able to obtain a grant for up to £200 to help with the cost of living. Inquiries are reopening on November the 5th, so please do check the Household Support Fund page via the Birmingham City Council website. We are also continuing to work with the St Vincent de Paul charity to help families in need. They have supported a number of our families recently who faced a financial crisis, such as a broken washing machine or a fridge. So again, always contact us to see if we can help or signpost to an agency that will help. If you're worried about fuel poverty as the colder weather takes hold, we can signpost you for support. Just remember, across the holidays, ASDA are running a kids eat for just £1 across October half term with no minimum adult spend. That's available all day, every day. Morrison's also run a similar scheme, but they do require a minimum of a £5 spend in the cafe to qualify. All of the information in the podcast is available online. We wish you all a safe, restful and happy half-term break.
Thank you so much to Mrs. Liddell. And please remember, if we can ever do anything to support, please always get in touch. We're SPG family and we look out for one another. So do enjoy the half term, and we look forward to seeing everyone back in school on Monday, the 3rd of November at normal time of 8:50 a.m. And so on to the Just One Thing section of our podcast. And this week it's going to be led by Mrs. Meersand, and she is going to explore just one thing you can do to academically stretch and challenge your daughter.
One of the most common questions parents ask is, how can I help my daughter move from doing well to absolutely smashing it? And here I'm talking about academic excellence, aiming for those 7 to 9s at GCSEs and those A's and A stars at A level. And the good news is, it's not about locking her in her room with a pile of flashcards. It's about creating the right kind of stretch at home in practical, everyday ways. Number one, talk about learning, don't just tick it off. Top grades come from deeper thinking. Instead of saying to your daughter, have you revised? Try, explain it to me like I know nothing. If she can teach it clearly, whether it's Macbeth, algebra, or the Cold War, she truly understands it. One parent told me their daughter did weekly mini lessons at the dinner table for the whole family to enjoy. I think that was fantastic. Number two, treat school like it matters. This is a big one. The way we talk about school at home shapes how students see it. If education is spoken about with value and respect, not just have you done your homework, but this is your future. It's worth your very best. It gives it status. When school feels important at home, students are more likely to prioritise it for themselves. Number three, create space. Top students need calm spaces to think. It doesn't have to be a perfect study area, just a distraction-free spot. Phones out of reach. Number four, help them get organised early. Organisation makes all the difference. A simple routine like packing their bag the night before, doing homework the day it's set, it builds excellent habits. Encouraging short, focused bursts of study and creating a weekly timetable together. Number five, stretch their thinking beyond the curriculum. So top grades often come from students who can make connections. Can you watch a documentary together? Could you listen to a short podcast? Could you go to a museum? Or even just debate an idea at dinner? That wider thinking is what turns a solid answer into a top band one. Number six, let them struggle and fail. Just a little bit. I know it's hard to watch them hit a wall, but this is where real learning happens. Instead of swooping in, ask guided questions. What's your first step? Or what have you tried already? And if they do mess up, that's not the end of the world. It's practice. We want them to see failure as feedback, not a disaster. So a student who's okay with getting it wrong is a student who becomes resilient. And this resilience is what's going to get them to the top grades. And finally, keep life balanced. A tired brain is not a high-achieving brain. So the most successful students work hard and they rest well. They sleep, they take breaks, they have hobbies and they can laugh. Laughter is not wasted time, it's fuel for focus. So in summary, reaching top grades isn't about being perfect. It's about consistency, confidence, and the right kind of support. Parents don't have to be teachers. Thank goodness. Just steady champions who set the tone, open doors, and cheer loudly from the sidelines.
Thank you very much to Mrs. Meersand, who is our most able coordinator. I'm sure we have all learned so much about opportunities to help our daughters be ambitious and ever strive for excellence. And so we conclude finally with our prayer. And as Pope Leo XIV will officially proclaim St. John Henry Newman, the 38th Doctor of the Church, on the 1st of November, it's appropriate that we end the podcast with the prayer of the saint in whose footsteps we walk each time we're on the Hagley Road. And as the clocks go back on Sunday, I thought it was appropriate to use John Henry Newman's prayer, Jesus, the light of my soul. Stay with me, and then I shall begin to shine as you shine. So to shine as to be a light to others. Oh, let me praise you in the way which you love best, by shining on all those around me. Give light to them, as well as light to me. Light them with me, through me. May the Lord support us all the day long, till the shades lengthen and the evening comes, and the busy world is hushed, and the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then, in his mercy, may he give us a safe lodging and holy rest and peace. And so, let's take the time to give thanks for all the moments of light, inspiration, and success this half term. We pray for our great girls that they will always appreciate the light of love, laughter, hope, and joy that they bring to our lives, and that we will have the courage to tell them so. And we pray for a safe, happy, and wonderful half-term holiday, that Jesus, the light of the world, will strengthen and sustain us in the days ahead. So we wish you a wonderful holiday. We're so deeply appreciative of all of your support, which has allowed us all to settle into the new academic year so well. Our girls are a tremendous credit to you and all their SPG family, for they personify that I am a St. Paul's girl and there is nothing I cannot achieve.